When the sun sets, the earth doth drizzle dew, but for the sunset of my brother's son, it rains downright. Now, now, conduit girl, what, still in tears? Evermore showering? In one little body thou counterfeitst a bark, a sea, a wind, for still thy eyes, which I may call the sea, do ebb and flow with tears. The bark, thy body is sailing in this salt flood. The winds, thy sighs, who raging with thy tears, and they with them, without a sudden calm, will overset thy tempest-tossed body. Now, now, wife, have you delivered to her our decree?
Oh, aye, sir, but she will none. She gives you thanks. I would the fool were married to her grave.
Soft, take me with you, take me with you, wife. How will she none? Doth she not give us thanks? Is she not proud? Doth she not count her blessed and worthy as she is that we have wrought so worthy a gentleman to be her bride?
Not proud you have, but thankful that you have. Proud can I never be of what I hate, but thankful even for hate that is meant love.
How? Chopped logic, what is this? Proud, and I thank you, and I thank you not and yet not proud, Mistress Minion, you? Thank me no thankings, nor proud me no prouds, but fettle your fine joints against Thursday next to go with Paris to St. Peter's Church, or I will drag thee on a hurdle thither. Out, you green sickness carrion, out, you baggage, you tallow-face.
Fie, what are you, mad?
Good father, I beseech you, on my knees, hear me with patience, but to speak a word.
Hang thee, young baggage, disobedient wretch. I tell thee what, get thee to church a Thursday, or never after look me in the face. Speak not, reply not, do not answer me. My fingers itch. Wife, we scarce thought us blessed that God had lent us but this only child, but now I see this one is one too much, and that we have a curse in having her. Out on her, Hilding!
God in heaven bless her, you are to blame, my lord, to raid her so.
And why, my lady wisdom, hold your tongue, good prudence, smatter with your gossips, go.
I speak no treason.
Oh, Goddy, good help!
May not one speak!
Peace, you mumbling fool, utter your gravity or a gossip's bowl, for here we need it not.
You are too hot.
God's bread, it makes me mad. Day, night, work, play, alone, in company, still my care hath been to have her matched, and having now provided a gentleman of noble parentage, of fair domains, youthful and nobly line, stuffed, as they say, with honourable parts, proportioned as one's thought would wish a man, and then to have a wretched puling fool, a whining mammet in her fortune's tender to answer, I'll not wed, I cannot love, I am too young, I pray you pardon me. But and you will not wed, I'll pardon you. Graze where you will, you shall not house with me. Look to it, think on't, I do not use to jest. Thursday is near, lay hand on heart, advise, and you be mine, I'll give you to my friend, and you be not, hang, beg, starve, die in the street, for by my soul I'll ne'er acknowledge thee, nor what is mine shall never do thee good. Trust to't, bethink you, I'll not be forsworn.
Is there no pity sitting in the clouds that sees into the bottom of my grief? Oh, sweet my mother, cast me not away. Delay this marriage for a month, a week. Or if you do not, make the bridal bed in that dim monument where Tybalt lies.
Talk not to me, for I'll not speak a word. Do as thou wilt, for I have done with thee.